Welcome to Ignite, the show that equips you with tools, insight, and bold strategies to lead with clarity and impact. I'm your host, Vicki Wright Hamilton. Today's guest I am so excited to have is Joseph Reyes, a veteran CPA who leads the Reyes Accounting and Tax CPAs. He has more than 15 years of experience running his firm and decades of experience in the financial world. Joseph empowers business owners and families to stay ahead, not just scramble through tax season, but holds multiple financial credentials and brings a practical, no fluff approach to money strategies. And we're going to hear about that today. Joseph, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Let's begin with the reality that so many are facing. And you know, we're growing professionally or in business, but some of us are still feeling out of control financially. And let's talk about why that happens. The problem many in the audience are facing is that they're growing their businesses or their careers, but they don't feel like their finances are organized. And often leads like they're making money, but still losing control. So Joseph, why do you think so many people make money, but still feel financially stuck or overwhelmed?
Yeah, that's a good question. We see that all the time. I mean, just turn on the financial news and you'll see people who, you know, make a lot of money and yet they wind up in jail for not paying their taxes, right? They spent the money. So financial habits and inconsistency are critical, especially as you start to make more money. You know, as a business owner, you know, I know what it's like. I've been through it myself. You know, you're trying to raise a family, you have a house, you have assets, you got stuff going on, and then you pile on top of that. You pile on a business that you're trying to bootstrap or get off the ground, and it's a monumental task. What often happens is, you know, a lot of business owners, small business owners, you know, they may go into a business, you know, undercapitalized, you know, so they know they have a dream, they want to get going. Mm-hmm. So they'll cash in their 401k to come up with the cash. You know, entrepreneurs tend to be risk takers, you know, so. Mm-hmm. Very stubborn, and you have to be stubborn. You have to be have you know tough skin, and you have to just go into it. And you know you work all those long hours. Well, one of the things that always falls by the wayside is managing the finances. Mm-hmm. You know, you're focused on increasing sales. You're focused on the signage that you want to put outside the building. You know, the decisions that you have to make are just so many. And, you know, as long as you've got enough money to pay the bills and meet payroll for the next day or two, you think you're okay. So what happens is the money starts to flow. And if it's a new business, generally it's flowing out faster than it's flowing in. Mm-hmm. So what happens is a lot of people, you know, you just get lost, you know, and it becomes, you just swirl, life just starts to swirl around you. And if you have family issues to deal with, and who doesn't, next thing you know, you're just, the stress level is just through the roof. And certain things you're just going to say later, I'll do it later, I'll take care of it later. And so without systems in place to begin with, it's so easy to lose control of your financial condition. So going into a business, one has to have the mindset that they're going into business to make money. You're going into business for money. You're going to business because of money. Everything around business revolves around money, unless you're a socially minded business where you have a goal, where you know you want to help a segment of the population, you have a cause. So what happens is you start to lose sight of the main reason why you're in business, and that is to make money swirl around your world. And as it does that, you're grabbing some of it for yourself and building wealth. So getting control of your finances is critical to keep a business afloat.
You know, you're so right, because as business owners, one of the things that happens is that even when you get started and you do this plan and you think about, this is what I'm going to do and this is where I'm going after to get my clients, this is what I want to make happen in my dream of the people I want to help. and you began to feel like it's like I'm putting out more money than I'm getting in when I get started. And then it's the mindset of, well, I got to invest in myself. How much do I invest? What does that look like? And how do I make sure that I'm investing the right amount to make money to get the clients? Because we know without awareness, without brand, without competencies, it's hard to get those clients moving forward. And while you're trying to be chief everything officer and trying to make everything happen from end to end, it does become stressful. So in your mind, what are some of the warning signs that someone's business or personal finances are headed into crisis, even when things look good?
You can have a business making a profit and you still have cash problems, So, especially if you lack, shall we say, financial self-control, right? So, it's human nature to sometimes you feel like you have a little abundance, like I'm going to treat myself, So, that could be short-term thinking getting in the way of long-term planning, right? Oh, yeah, I'll treat myself. Let me just go out and we're just going to splurge on a nice restaurant. We're going to have drinks and party and celebrate that, business is starting to do well. And then, you're expecting that check or that money to come in from a client and something happens and it doesn't come in. And now you're strapped for cash and maybe you can't make payroll. And then you're going to rue the day when you thought that, let me party with the money that I have now. And because I got the money coming in tomorrow. So, not having enough money to pay payroll, not having enough money to pay the payroll tax, because that's a big temptation. I see it all the time. You just pay the employees and you withhold their payroll taxes, not your payroll taxes. You withhold their payroll taxes and you use that money to start paying the rent and other operating expenses. Big red flag. Always scrambling for cash. So you can have a lot of money coming in and out, but that doesn't mean that your cash flow positive. It doesn't mean that you have what it takes to scale up. You may need money to hire another employee, buy that piece of equipment. So it's a lot of the financial problems that I see in people's lives in general and in the business lives is a lack of good planning. So the planning part and the financial discipline to execute the plan, those are key factors in keeping a business alive and then scaling it and growing to make it a profit to improve your lifestyle. So my recommendation to anybody who's going into business, and even if you're just running a household, you may not have a formal plan, a formal budget, but for heaven's sake, don't splurge the money until you're going to weather the storm that may come tomorrow.
And you said a very key factor there, weather the storm that may come tomorrow. How many instances have we written a contract? It was in the signature mode, and then they back out. How many instances are we supposed to get paid on every 45-day cycle, and for some reason it hits 60, 65 days? All of these contingency plans that you have to put in place, and there's no way to predict all of them. So it's like, oh my goodness, I gotta have all this money to aside. Now, with that, you don't want to stop dreaming or thinking about the future, but you're right. All that planning and preparation will keep you from going insane when you're trying to get sanity as being a business owner of owning your own, business and moving forward, because it's not predictable. I think about some of the clients that I even talk to, and there's no 401k, there's no vacation, there's no sick time. You're now doing all that on your own, and so you have to think about those things that if I want to go on vacation, if I want to do these things, how am I going to plan for it? So you are so right in terms of
Vacation.
planning. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the other thing. You find out vacation is working 24/7, right? That's your vacation.
It's a day
But in your
off.
mind, what are some of the basic systems or habits that our viewers can start using to stay ahead as they grow?
Yeah, so the first thing is the I think it's the mindset, right? If you have a spendthrift mindset, you're gonna have trouble whether it's personal or business, and the question is, well, what's a spendthrift, business spendthrift mindset? Well, it's buying every shiny new toy that comes on the market. It's buying something that you think, oh, I love the way that looks. This is going to help my business a lot. Let me go buy it, not realizing maybe that it's not the gadget that's going to help you grow and scale. It's your mindset that's going to help you grow and scale, right? You can buy the best piece of equipment, the best software there is, but if you don't have the discipline to use it, to execute it, to study it, to work it, then it's just going to be sit on the shelf, right? So I tend to be that way. When AI came out, I started to gobble up as many tax AI programs as I can get. I'm up to five or six at least right now. And I use them, but at some point I thought to myself, well, maybe I don't need so many, it's still early on in AI, so sometimes you have to double check, especially when it comes to tax law. You want to double check all your references and stuff. So we'll ask a question to AI, give us an answer, then we post that question and answer to another AI to see if it agrees, and sometimes they don't agree. But yeah, so having the mindset of I have to watch every dollar. Now, if you're filthy rich and you're starting a business, you don't care. That's one thing. But if you're the average small business owner, small family maybe, or a lot of responsibilities, not a lot of money to begin with, you have to treat that cash like it's king, basically, for the business. Cash flow is king in a business. So that's the first thing I would say. Second thing I would say is maybe invest in, some product like QuickBooks Online, some budgeting program, something that's going to help you, even if it's an Excel spreadsheet or Notepad where you're writing down, data like this is the income I'm looking at, this is the expenses that I'm looking at for the month ahead of me, and also for the month behind me, things of that nature. And what's in my mind? What are my ideas? Because we tend to be very creative as entrepreneurs. And like, what would I like to see happen? And what's the cost assigned to that? Things of that nature. So monetizing your thoughts as a business owner is another critical thing, whether it's electronically or whether or it's just on paper, So the mindset, some tools, some discipline, and having somebody you can bounce ideas off of, like a spouse, partner, CPA, bookkeeper, tax preparer, they're not always the same thing, right? But somebody to hear you out, because we're imperfect human beings and we're always going to be missing stuff, and always talking to somebody else who's hearing you, who knows you maybe, and they can say, Joe, that's not you. Don't even think about it. You need to hear that from somebody sometimes.
Exactly. You know, Joe, thanks so much. We're going to take a station break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversations with Joe, talking about the financial impacts and where we're going from a business perspective. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Ignite. Are you loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Ignite and any of your favorite Now Media TV shows. They're live on demand anytime and anywhere. Download that free Now Media TV app. It's available on Roku or iOS, and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Now, if you prefer to listen on the go, we got you covered. Catch our podcast version of the show right on Now Media TV, the website at www.nowmedia.tv. That's www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. So we're back with Joseph Rise, and we're a financial strategist and CPA who helps his clients stop guessing. Stop guessing their way through money decisions and things that they need to do to move forward. In this segment, we're going to talk about the hidden cost of doing it all. You're doing it all yourself and trying to make it happen, especially when it comes to taxes and long-term planning. So the problem people are facing in the audience is they're trying to handle all their finances alone. And you spoke about this, Joe, in the last segment. And it often feels like, we're having to guessing our way through our taxes, our expenses, and the big decisions. So, Joe, why do you think so many entrepreneurs and families wait too long to
To
get
get
professional
professional financial
financial
help?
help?
Well, a couple of things come to mind about that. When you and I deal most, thinking mostly in terms of business owners, but business owners have families, right? So whatever they do is going to impact their family, obviously. But and hopefully, they have good habits in the personal side that they can transfer over to the business side, or vice versa. But what happens a lot of times is business owners may be suspicious of revealing everything to some outsider, like a CPA or a financial advisor, whatever. So they don't want to show maybe that they don't have it as together as they think other people think they have it together, right? So they're going to be embarrassed, let's say. So they're thinking maybe I'll just wait till things look better and get better, and then I can proudly show, my, let's talk in terms of a CPA like myself. I can show my CPA, hey, this is where I am, and not feel embarrassed that maybe you've got a lot of overdraft charges hitting your bank account on a monthly basis because your cash flow is not where it should be. So it's kind of keeping up with the Joneses type of thinking, So that's, one of the things. The other thing is, I got to run a business. I got to make rent. I got to make payroll. I don't want to spend a dollar more on something else that I have to. And so, the CPA, the bookkeeper may be not an urgent financial item that I need to deal with now. So I'm just going to put it off. So what I'll do in the meantime is I'll put everything on an Excel spreadsheet, income coming in, income going out. Nowadays everything's electronic for the most part, so it's easy enough for me to pull down a report from my point of sale, product computer. Hey, that's my sales for the day, that's my sales for the month. You can run those reports. Then the only other thing you have to worry about is the expenses, and those are harder to track, right? Because no point of sale service product is going to give you that data. So you have to look at your bank account, and you got to maybe pull down a Excel format the all the activity for the month. Then you can run it and say, okay, I'm going to put that on my Excel spreadsheet. So I've got my income, I've got my expenses, and so you may be thinking that that's easy enough. I don't have to spend so much money for a bookkeeper when I can do it myself. It's just basic math, right? But there are things that sooner or later going to impact your reporting. If you go to a bank for a line of credit, those are not bookkeepers you're talking to. Those are financial people, and they may be looking at your finances and saying your books are a mess. It doesn't make any sense. You may be in the black when you're showing in the red, or vice versa, because bookkeeping is not mathematics. It's tax law, it's bookkeeping law. There are rules and stuff like that. So I find that people sometimes they get embarrassed. They don't know what they're doing. They want to save money, and what I'd like to tell, people is get a trusted advisor, somebody that you trust and you feel comfortable with. I'm very good at making people feel comfortable. My employees tell me you're such a schmoozer, and I'm like, well, you have to be diplomatic, and when you're dealing with sensitive issues like people's finances and they're nervous, and I'm bilingual, so I'll have Spanish people come to me. They're not comfortable talking to a non-Spanish speaking person. But once they hear me speak Spanish and we start chatting, they're like, it reduces the stress and it makes them feel more comfortable. And I'm very sensitive to that. So I know that by getting people to feel comfortable and not feeling, embarrassed, and making them understand that we all go through the same thing. We've all had our moments of weakness, embarrassing things happen to us. We do embarrassing things. And just relaying that to them makes them understand that you're a business owner now. You're in a different category. Let's talk about that. What you're doing, I've been through. We can have this conversation. And so, and then getting them to understand that It saves you money in the long run to use a qualified person versus maybe somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and the books are a mess and then you have to redo it and everything. So as a business person, you have to think like a business person and you can't be thinking like this is my home, my personal business. It's not. This is business and it requires a different mindset. And it always comes back to the mindset, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. Now, I also think one of the challenges is that, when you're trying to go through the finances, we kind of look at it as our personal budget. Well, we bring so much money in, we pay our bills, and we got so much left. But there's so many things that are in the expenses of a business that people don't think about. And we can even do it personally. You use your debit card. Do you track everything you do on your debit card? Do you look at all the individual transactions? Do you go through your statements? Are you cognizant of the number of subscriptions you have and what you can cut out, et cetera? So all these things that you're bringing up are things that become important. And you might say, oh, that's only $10 a month, but $10 a month is $120 a year. $120 a year can pay for something that you actually need and not things that you don't. So you actually bring up some very, very good points. But one of the things that I think can become a challenge is people don't understand the difference between a tax preparer and having a trusted financial partner like a CPA. Can you talk a little bit about that difference?
I sure can. So a tax preparer, bookkeeper, or even CPAs who don't do any planning, or they're basically historians. They form fillers. They'll take data and put it into a form, and that's it. They're not giving you any proactive advice. My sweet spot is, how do I save you money on taxes? So if I can save you $100,000 in taxes, and my annual fee for all the work that I do for you comes out to $25,000. Didn't I just pay for myself? I'm not an expense. I'm not something you want to shy away from. You want me in your life, every day and twice on Sunday, right? You want a guy or gal who's going to save you money, keep you out of trouble, right? And plan for the future and keep things steady. So we can be a profit center, if you will. And really, at the end of the day, if we do a good, really good job and you're making really good money, and you have taxes to pay, it just might be the IRS that's paying my fee because we're saving you money and we're thanking the IRS and we do that all the time. So that's the biggest difference is is being proactive and knowing tax law and understanding, what's a write-off, what's not a write-off, and being con and helping you stay consistent so that at the end of the year, you don't have this surprise called a big tax bill. And I would say that if all our listeners, if you look at your lives and ask yourself, what is the biggest expense in my life? Most people say it's the mortgage, maybe tuition, but mortgage. I would say, look at your 1040 personal tax return and look at the line that says total tax. That is your is going to probably going to be your biggest expense. Even a W-2 employee maybe paying $30,000-$40,000 a year in taxes, but they're looking at, do I get a refund or do I pay taxes at the end of the year? And they think, oh, that's a big number. It's a
Small
small number.
number.
So
So whatever,
whatever,
but I
but
would
I would
say
say
no,
no,
go
go
up a
up a
little
bit
bit
more and
more
look
and
at
look
the
at the
total
total
tax
tax number.
That
That
is
is
probably
probably
going
going
to
to
be
be
your
your
biggest
biggest
expense
expense
in
in
your
your
life.
life.
So
So
understanding
understanding
this
this
stuff
stuff
from
from
a
a
professional
professional
is
is
the
the
guidance
guidance
that
that
you
you
need.
need. You know, it's so important what you just said because if we start thinking about taxes, these tax laws change like we drink water. And somebody has to stay on top of what's changing. Every time you get a notice out that says, oh, if you're a business owner and this tax law is going into effect for the next tax year and these things are happening, it's like, oh my gosh, it's too much to process. So definitely having somebody who understands taxes are important and understanding how to help you prepare and predict for that. But for, let me ask you in the last minute, for people who are watching, what can they do to start building a support system around their money?
Find somebody you trust that's financially savvy or understands business finances and business taxes. Taxes are important, so having somebody who understands how, the business, the language of business works, who understands banking relationships. So in other words, a financial advisor, not necessarily a personal financial planner, but a financial advisor, but a CPA, somebody who's familiar with the world of business, start there.
Well, this has really been great information. So we're going to take a station break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about crisis-proofing your finances and how do you plan for the storm before it hits. We'll be right back. We're back with Joseph Rise. If you missed those last segments, you definitely want to go back and tune in. He's giving us some great nuggets in terms of moving forward. He works with clients beyond just taxes. He's about building what we all need, peace of mind. And that means preparing for what people avoid, the unexpected. How do we do that? So the problem facing many of the people in our audience and other business owners is that they're not prepared for financial emergencies. What do you do? And then if it often feels like it's one crisis after another and it wipes out all your years of progress. Oh my God, I worked so hard, I got here. Now one thing is going to keep me from moving forward. So let me ask you, why is it so common for people to ignore financial planning until something bad happens?
Yeah, it's procrastination that comes to mind, right? It's something you want to put off to later. Maybe you think that if something happens to me, I'll deal with it later. I've heard that a billion times. I'll deal with that when it happens. Optimism. Things happen to other people. There's a car crash where that happens to other people. Somebody gets really, really sick. That doesn't happen to me. It happens to other people. So this is optimism bias, I guess is what it is, where people don't think it's going to happen to them. I think it's a really good idea to consider that you are the other person that somebody else is thinking about, and it can happen to you. And poor planning, because you know that you're not dealing with your finances the way you should, you're just pushing these thoughts away out of your head. And if you're a business owner, you do not have that luxury,
Yes,
you
sir.
know. Really just understanding that bad things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people, and we're all in the same boat. We're all humans and we all have the same human nature, believe it or not. Some are worse than others, but at the end of the day, you have to consider that if something bad happens to you, you have some kind of chaos or crisis coming into your world. You have to ask the question, who is that going to impact? Is it going to impact just you? Oh, okay, I'll suffer through it. I'm a man. I'll suffer through it. No problem. But do you have a child? Do you have a baby at all? Do you have a stay-at-home mom? Who's depending on you? And if you take yourself down, you're taking them down with you. So not thinking through really, the impact of your actions, what's going to happen to other people. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I
No,
can.
I think you're right. I think that it is about the impact. But one of the other things is that helping people to plan to give them peace of mind during these times. For example, who knew COVID was happening? How did you plan for it? Who knew our economy was going to be changing on industries and rules and regulations this year the way it has? Who knew those things that were going to happen? How do you plan for those kinds of uncertain times and still have peace of mind?
Exactly. So here's the thing, right? So you have people, business owners, but even non-business owners, family owners, family members, husbands, wives, they have children, let's say, and they're walking around with no will, no life insurance, no plan for a crisis, but they have a very nice smartphone, which is more important in a crisis, right? Unless there's an earthquake, you need a phone. It's this short-sightedness. And this is one of my favorite topics. I am always looking for what can go wrong? What can I do about it if it goes wrong? How do I prevent something from going wrong? And I think that thought almost every single day, you know. And if you have a luxury in your hand, like a $1,000 smartphone, but you haven't taken the trouble to get, you know, life insurance that might cost you, you know, $1,000 a year, you know, if you're young and healthy, and you know, and you don't smoke and you don't have a reckless lifestyle, why do you have a luxury item in your hand where your family is going to suffer dramatically? If you don't take care of business, like having life insurance, you know, a will, you can get a will done for very inexpensive nowadays, $100, $200 online. So it comes back to this mindset and not thinking through what can happen to you. And some people will say, well, Joe, you're so negative. You're such a negative thinker. Well, you kind of have to be if you're going to play defense, right? So you got to have life defense and you got to think about what am I. What can come at me? What am I open to, you know, disaster? And what can I do about it in the event of, or is there a way I could prevent it? Like, when do you buy a security system, right? How many people buy a security system after they were burglarized? No. You buy a burglar system before you get burglarized to prevent it. So that's my take on that. So it's one of my favorite topics. So I'm into trusts, wills, insurance, you know, burglar systems, you know, fire detection systems. You know, I'm always thinking, you know, it's like having your head in a swivel, looking around your life and always asking yourself, what's coming at me and what can I do about it, to prevent the damage?
Well, you know, it's real interesting because, you know, as a business owner, it becomes sometimes difficult to keep that positive momentum of I'm going to move forward. This is what I'm going to do. But at the same time, think about all consequences, right? That you're going to be preparing for that uncertain time. Like, who would have thought, you know, there might be a year where you go through health problems, your husband goes through health problems. At the same time, the economy is changing. You didn't plan for all three of those things to happen. And you may have had contingency, but not enough. You didn't have enough contingency that was there.
Right.
So it's so important as you're talking to be able to have someone that says, okay, now what are we going to do here? What's the contingency for this? But I know sometimes it's like, okay, I just don't want to hear all that negativity. I don't want to hear about this may happen, that may happen. It's like, God, can't you be positive about something? So I can understand that mindset, but it is such a beneficial thing to have. Because it makes you think about it rather than ignore it, you know, in terms of moving forward. And you also mentioned about mindset. So, you know, you talk about life insurance. Well, you got to care to leave something to your family, right? You got to think about what that's going to be. Some people are like, look, I'm living today, I'm spending my money today, and I'm not worrying about tomorrow. When I'm not here, right? So, all of that fits into mindset as well. So, that also comes down to understanding your client, understanding what their values are, what they aspire to do, et cetera, in terms of making that happen. But you know, it's also one of those things I can borrow against my life insurance, right? If I got a cash liquidity insurance policy, you know, I might be able to do that to help me in hard times. So I think it's looking at all those pros and cons, and you bring up some very, very good points about being able to do that. So do you have an example of where you worked with somebody? Just an example that planning ahead really helped make a difference in a tough situation. You can use any example that comes to mind, but where you it's really important and it can stop things in the future. So people can get an idea of some of the things that they really should be considering.
Oh, right now I'm working with somebody who has some severe tax problems, and this person came to me from a tax lawyer that's trying to work a you know a payment option with the IRS. It's severe, you know. And they came to me, and we started to look at their finances and their business structure, things of that nature. And you know, I immediately spotted an opportunity to save this person a significant amount of money in taxes that they don't have to bleed out, and they can use that money now to start paying down their tax bill, you know. And we're not talking about $5,000 here. We're talking about quite a large sum of money, you know. And you know, when I explained to this person what needed to be done and to do this now, stop doing this immediately, you can just see, you know, the relaxation start to enter into this person's face, where like, wow, Nobody ever told me this. And what I told her was no secret. You know, it's just that she's been working with tax professionals who all they do is fill out the tax form and didn't give them any advice, you know. So I immediately showed her, you know, how to, you know, make some steps and save a significant amount of money in taxes, coordinate with the attorney who I know, and let's put that money that was now going into unnecessary tax payments into tax payments of a different nature. And that is, let's pay down this tax bill down, you know, more and more. And, you know, that's going to accelerate her freedom, her financial freedom. So, and, you know, I once saved, got somebody off the cliff, he owed $250,000, and, you know, and he was about ready to commit, you know, a life-ending act. And, you know, we got him off the cliff and we showed him certain things and made some moves. And then, you know, a year later, his wife contacted me and said, you know, you saved my husband's life. And I'm like, what? What? I'm just an accountant, you know? It does impact people dramatically. And I hope one day somebody's going to come to me and say, you told my dad to get life insurance. You told my mom to get life insurance. And you, she did, or he did, and they died. And had it not been for that life insurance, we'd be on the street. I wouldn't have a college education, because it happens every day in America, where in the world, where people are not ready and they don't have that backup plan. It's something simple, like a simple life insurance policy, even term insurance, can keep somebody from being homeless, you know. So
You
that's
know,
my step.
that's all so true. And we have to think long term like that and be prepared. You know, and preparing is hard. You know, asking those questions, doing the things that need to be done. I was a caregiver for five people at one time and working, so I completely get it and understand, you know, the impacts of how those things can happen. And you have to look forward in terms of those possibilities, because one day we all are going to go. It's not like we're going to live forever, unfortunately, but you know that day does come, and being prepared for those things as you continue to move forward. Well, we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about facing the numbers, from financial fear to actually having freedom. What does that look like, and how do you get there? We'll be right back. Welcome back to Ignite. Are you loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Ignite or in any other favorite Now Media TV shows. We are live or on demand anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming. Yes, both in English and Spanish. Now, you know what? If you prefer to listen on the go, we got you covered. Catch the podcast version on the show right on Now Media TV website, www.nowmedia.tv. Again, that's www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyles, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24 by 7, ready whenever you are. As we wrap up today's episode, we're bringing back Joseph Rice to back a one more time. Because for so many people, the real block isn't strategy, it's fear. I'm scared. Fear of opening documents or facing the truth about money and of admitting I'm behind, I'm not prepared. So this segment is all about how we turn that fear into massive power. So the problem facing a lot of you, as I understand completely, is that we avoid finances out of fear. Numbers scare us, and it often feels like taxes, bookkeeping, and numbers are just too confusing and overwhelming. Oh my God, I gotta remember all of this. How do I do it? So, Joe, why do you think so many people feel scared or embarrassed when it comes to taxes and money?
Well, I can tell you from the taxes perspective, we'll touch that one first. One mistake can cost you dearly, you know. So maybe somebody, you know, may have gotten audited once by the IRS, or maybe
Maybe
something
something
happened with
happened
a
with a
previous
previous
tax
tax
preparer and
preparer, and
somebody
somebody
made a
made a mistake.
mistake. Something
Something
went
went
south
south,
and
and
they
they
got
got
this
this
massive
massive tax
tax
bill.
bill. You know,
You
and
know,
the
the
IRS
IRS
doesn't
doesn't
fool
fool
around,
around,
right?
right?
I
I
mean,
mean,
they're
it's
it's serious
serious business,
business, right?
right?
So
So
I have seen people who I actually know somebody, and we're still trying to get him over the edge, you know, to get his taxes filed. But he's terrified of filing a tax return. It's been over, you know, a decade probably. And maybe he's not making a lot of money, you know, maybe he's doesn't owe anything, in which case he's not in trouble, right? But just the fear has incapacitated this individual. So what I would say is, you know, if you're a business owner, if you're a parent, or you have dependents, people who, you know, depend upon you doing things the right way, what I would say is you have to develop that mindset. You just, and especially if, like, if you have a business, it's not just your family. You may have employees, right, who are depending upon you to meet payroll so they can take care of their families and pay their mortgage and their rent or whatever it is. So it comes down to that mindset of, I have to be a responsible adult. Put your big boy pants on, as they say, right? But you, if you're going into business, that means there's something in you, right? There's some kind of gumption, there's some kind of strength that you think you can rely upon. And then when you're in it, you know, it's basically a fight. You have to be ready to grapple with life and vendors and customers and employees and all kinds of things and people coming at you. Like it or lump it, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It has to be that mindset that if I don't tend to this one big issue, and that is tracking my finances, getting ready for taxes, I can sink myself, my business, my family. And I do the numbers. I mean, I deal with tax returns that are, you know, people with W-2s in the millions of dollars, mind you. They're not even business owners. And you know, the stakes are high if you don't have enough withholding. And then you have this massive tax bill, and guess what? You spent it all on a vacation, you know, a luxury car, whatever, and you were being fiscally irresponsible. So if you're a business owner, you don't have that option. You have to absolutely take charge and not be afraid to open that bill or that envelope and send it to your tax guys. If you get an IRS letter, you t send it to the tax guy or girl, and don't just keep it unopened and not understanding that that time there can be a ticking time bomb in that envelope.
So, you know, one of the things that becomes, you know, I'd love to get your perspective on because fear is real. Fear is real. Not knowing impact is real. Being scared. It's like I only have $500 in my account and I'm scared to open this bill because it might be a thousand. And what am I going to do? So, fear is real. Circumstances happen, things that are beyond your control. You had no control over it. You didn't know it. And maybe it was something that you also didn't plan for because it was this perfect storm. You know, it was perfect things of all that are happening. How do you help a client go from facing fear of all of this to actually building confidence to say, yes, I can face this, I can do it? How do you help a client do that?
Yeah, so we just take them to, let's put everything on paper. Let's take a snapshot of where you are, right? So that's number one. What is your income? What's in your savings account, business and personal? What do you see coming? You know, let's document it. Let's take a look at it. So once you have that, now you have clarity. Now you can work a plan, right? And unless the situation is dire, in which case, you know, there are options for that's bankruptcy or insolvency or something like that. But if you do a bad enough job, there's always closing the business, right? And if you really do a terrible job and, you know, it's mismanagement, you could wind up homeless. Now, who wants that? So documenting your life and talking with somebody who you trust and you feel comfortable with, that's a great first step. And then the second thing is, and I still do this, and I don't have to do this. I do this every day. I wake up in the morning, I come into the office, I open up my computer, I turn it on, I check my bank accounts, I check my credit card accounts, not that I have many of those. I check everything to see, are there any surprises? Because sometimes there's a surprise, right? Maybe somebody's ripping you off, right? And you didn't plan for that, of course. And I also like to make sure that I have a savings account. I have a slush fund socked away, locked up. I'm not touching it unless something goes really south, right? And otherwise, I never touch it. I just let the day-to-day cash flow take care of itself. Little things like that will get you over the hump. And also understanding it took a while to get you there. It may take a while to get you out of there, right? It's like your health, right? If you spent 40 years smoking cigarettes and doing things to your health, you're not going to quit and then get healthy the next day. There are changes that have to be made. That it's a process. But the good news is, if it's not really good news, but the good thing is that many people in the United States, millions and millions of people have tax problems. And so it's not uncommon. So you're just like everybody else for the most part. So you take comfort in that in a way, but then you be proactive and work with a planner who's going to save you money on taxes because that's your biggest bill for most people. And then those monies can be used to, pay for other debt, put money aside to meet payroll in the event of an emergency, buy disability insurance. Did you know your biggest asset, if you're working and healthy, your biggest asset is your ability to earn?
That's right. That's right. That's
Have a
right.
disability possibly available so that you're not in a hole should you get sick for 2 months, right? Save a little savings account that you put a few bucks into every single week or payday or as often as you need to build up a savings account so that it's there for an emergency. Dave Ramsey comes to mind. He's a big proponent of that, and I used to be a subscriber and I used to work with his team to build my business and it turned out very well.
So let me ask you a question, Joe. And this is something that I think is very valuable to everybody who's listening. You have CPAs, you got bookkeepers, you got taxpayers calling you every day. How do you really have discernment around who's really good, what they really actually know? Because everybody's going to put the testimonials on their site that they think are the best. But what are some of the tips you can give us to help with that? Because the worst thing you can do is have faith in one of them and it all not work out. They're not clear. They don't know. They're not staying on top. So if you could give two or three characteristics that you believe are extremely important when you're building that relationship to eliminate that fear, what would it be?
Yeah, so one of the first questions you want to ask, let's say a CPA, I'll talk about CPAs. You want to ask them about their process. What is their how do they work with clients? What is their process? What do you want from a client? And when they ask me that question, I say, I want to see your last two tax returns. I need you to answer some questions. I want to meet you face to face. So with a Zoom call, I can see you face to face. And then I explain, I want to see you have a trust. I want to see you have a will. I want to see you have proper life insurance. I don't even start talking about accounting and taxes until I talk about who are you? Are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids? What's going on in your life that you need to protect? My thing is, I want to protect you and do a 360 around your life. I don't want to do your tax return and then you go on your merry way. So if all somebody wants to do is just do the tax return, and you're a business owner, that is not what you want. So you want to ask their philosophy of how do you deal with your clients? And in my opinion, this is just my opinion, if they're not talking about protecting you from taxes, losing money, bad things happening in your life, and you don't have the protection for it, you need a more holistic CPA. Oh, I just got myself a new term for myself. I'm a holistic CPA, right?
I absolutely love this, Joe. You have given some incredible and powerful advice for anyone ready to face their numbers and start fresh. Where can they find you and your firm?
Oh, my website, reyesaccounting.com, REYES as in San, accounting.com. It's got all my contact information in there. We're in the middle of revamping it and reworking it. We've got new things coming and we're very excited about. That's a great way to contact me.
Awesome. Joseph, thank you so much for your practical advice and heart-led approach. You've
Well,
helped to see that financial power isn't about perfection. It's about taking action and having the right support. To our viewers, whether you're leading a business, building a legacy, or just trying out of the go from paycheck to paycheck cycle, remember, you don't have to do it alone. There is power in facing the truth about your money and your relationship with it. There's freedom in planning ahead, and there's a transformation when you step forward with courage to make it happen. I'm Vicki Wright Hamilton, and this is Ignite, where leaders rise one breakthrough at a time. Until next time, stay bold, stay prepared, and keep your spark alive.